Coast Radio News for Friday, November 27th, 2020. I'm George Henry. With Lane County still experiencing a high rate of coronavirus infections, it will have to remain under the current freeze by Governor Kate Brown. Florence will have to comply with those restrictions, even though the majority of cases reside in the Eugene-Springfield area. The ability to reopen restaurants and bars for outdoor dining is not much of a benefit due to the season and unpredictable weather conditions along the coast. Brown said in her news conference on Wednesday that the situation in the state, and particularly the 21 counties at high risk, is dire and drastic measures are called for.
Unfortunately, now more than ever is the time we must double down on our efforts to stop COVID from spreading.
Brown says large gatherings are a big contributor to the spread, and she cited a case in September where seven people died after a wedding party in which the virus was spread.
The most tragic thing about this is that the seven people who died didn't even attend the wedding, yet they still lost their lives.
Brown says she cannot emphasize enough the importance of social distancing until a time when a vaccine is readily available. One of the traditions of the holiday season in Florence, the lighting of the holiday lights, will not go on as in previous years. This year, the city is setting up pop-ups around the city for individuals to have photo opportunities. Some of the locations of pop-ups will be at the Interpretive Site at the Siuslaw River Bridge, Old Town Park at the Gazebo, the Port of Siuslaw Boardwalk, City Hall, and Habitat for Humanity Restore. The city is asking that if you post photos to social media, to tag the City of Florence and the Florence Habitat for Humanity so that all can see the photos. Megan Messmer with the City of Florence says displays will be widely available beginning the first week in December. City of Florence is also sponsoring a holiday LED lighting contest for individuals and businesses. Homeowners and businesses can win prizes for the best decorated LED displays. Displays will have to be in place by December 10th to be eligible. Voting will happen between December 12th and the 19th. Residential prizes include a $250 gift card for first place, $150 gift card for second, and a $100 gift card for third. Commercial participants will receive utility credits and advertising schedules from KCST and the Siuslaw News. Only LED displays will be available to participate. Lane County added another 91 cases of COVID-19 to the report yesterday. There was also one more death reported as the state totals top 1,500 cases for a single day and 15 new deaths. Lane County totals to date are 4,093 and 41 deaths. The state one-day total was 1,514 cases, bringing the state total to 70,006 confirmed and presumptive cases. Lane County, along with 20 other counties, will be required to continue under the current executive order freeze, and the state will be enacting new guidelines beginning on December 3rd. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, November 27th, 2020.